Ukraine's Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Malyar announced on social media that Ukrainian troops managed to, in her words, liberate the village of Oroshchyne in the Donetsk region. But she added that offensive operations continue as part of a counteroffensive against invading Russian forces. Earlier, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the southeastern region of Zaporizhia and met troops fighting in the counteroffensive against Russian troops. Yet Kiev faces an uphill battle as Russian attacks continue. Ukrainian authorities said 3 people were killed and several were wounded and buildings were damaged in a large-scale air attack on Ukraine's western region of Lviv and the northwestern region of Volyn. Lviv Mayor Andriy Zavovyi said many missiles were shot down, but he admitted there were also hits in his city. He added that orders were given to evacuate at least 1 burning apartment building. The barrage came just hours before top Russian military officials and their counterparts from allied nations in Asia, the Middle East and Africa gathered outside Moscow for a security conference. Separately, Ukraine's Air Force on Wednesday said a large group of Russian army drones entered the mouth of the Danube River and headed towards the Izmail River port near the border with Romania, a member of the Western NATO military alliance. The governor of the southern Odessa region, Oleh Kiper, asked residents of the Izmail district to take shelter but cancelled the air raid alert 1 hour later. Yet the people in the area have been on high alert after earlier this week Russian drones and missiles targeted Odessa. Ukraine said it intercepted the weapons, but falling debris damaged a supermarket and a student hall. Firefighters tried to douse the blaze. But despite ongoing Russian attacks against ports, a merchant ship left the Ukrainian port of Odessa on Wednesday, despite concerns Russia could target vessels in the Black Sea. Kiev has announced a humanitarian corridor in the Black Sea after a deal collapsed last month, allowing it to export grain. And Ukraine apparently hit back, with Russia's defense ministry saying it shot down 3 Ukrainian drones southwest of Moscow, the latest in a surge of aerial attacks near the Russian capital. Ukraine also announced fortifications and military infrastructure in northeast regions that border Russia and Belarus, at a cost of nearly $35 million. However, it receives Western support, including from Sweden, which announced Tuesday that it would donate to Ukraine ammunition and spare parts for previously granted weapon systems worth over $300 million. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.